Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition, Sports Overnight America, cross country and around the world here on Sports Byline Broadcast, American Forces as well. Tune in, iHeartRadio and Simple Radio and the whole cast of characters. Got some, we can't even announce it yet. We got to kind of keep it quiet. But anyway, we'll announce it in the foreseeable future. Interesting thing developing here with not only our program, but the network. Dominic Jimenez in tow tonight. Lead it off with Tyler Levine, Nico Beatson. We're going to get the first touch guys in here. Why not? First touch Tuesday into a Wednesday. How about that? Yeah, so we will do that. Joel Embiid suspended 3 games. He shoved a reporter, columnist from the Philadelphia Inquirer. That was league. That was Joe Dumars, the former Piston great, who handed down and meted out the punishment today for Embiid. Look, Embiid, he's frustrated. His knee's not responding, and I'm not justifying the behavior at all, but his knee's bummed out. The team's bummed out. They're off to a poor start, got beat by the Suns again last night. I'm not saying Nick Nurse's job's in danger, but Nick Nurse has got a lot of talent, although they've been a little disruptive with the injuries. Need to get that ship righted in a hurry. Paul George made his debut. Listen, the first college football poll comes out. The first pairings, the top 12 of the country, that'll be 7 East. So we look forward to that. That'll come up in an hour. It'll be the first one of the year. We'll speculate that. Tyler Levine will join us on that. And look at NFL trading deadline. Marshawn Lattimore, Saints to the Commanders. Other than that, small deals. I haven't seen anything that's really, gotten anybody too excited. So the trading deadline. And the big news is it looks like McCaffrey is going to play for the Niners in Tampa. And the Buccaneers beaten last night in overtime, 30-24, will come back. Wheel back around a short week at Raymond James, but with McCaffrey in the lineup, I mean, that's just a monumental improvement, in my opinion, for the San Francisco 49ers. So we look forward to that. As the Rams are starting to pick up some momentum, huh? How about that win on Sunday? Seattle's fallen under 500, and the Niners need to get off to Schneid. That'll be a big spot on Sunday in Tampa. We're coming back. Tyler Levine for the full hour here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight.
It's such a shame, you already know it. I'm expressing all my pain, you know I'm a poet. When you're sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest. How you say heat your body.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
And there he is. He's the voice of First Touch. A little soccer action across the country and around the globe. Tune it up. Fire it up. Archived at iHeartRadio. Just go First Touch. Tune in radio. You can stream it. SportsByline.com. You can go to SportsOvernightAmerica.com. Our new website is up. Go there, folks. SportsOvernightAmerica.com. All the shows are archived. Let's get them in here. Tyler Levine. What's up, my man? How are you?
I'm thriving, Marty. Sports are in full swing, baby. I'm loving it. And I got to give myself some credit here. I said I don't know if the Bucks can win. I expect it to be close. Last night, it was that exactly. I hate that they did not go for two and a chance to win that game outright.
You know, Bowles has got no guts. Come on. You got a rainy night, okay? You just got a nice little touchdown pass. Baker Mayfield, there's no – I'm telling you right now, about a 75% chance they make it. They make
what do you have to lose? You know what I mean?
You're on the road. You're on the road. You just came back. The best team in football, okay, going for a third straight Super Bowl, and you're farting around kicking an extra point thinking you're going to beat them in at Arrowhead on the road on a rain-swept, foggy Monday night. Come on now. I agree. Bowles has got no guts. No guts, no glory.
And especially, you know, and I'm going to kind of go off of this a little bit, especially being that if the Chiefs get the ball in overtime, you know what they're going to do.
It's over.
And I to go off of that, I don't understand. You know, it's like in the playoffs, they finally fixed this rule where no matter what, each team gets the ball. Why is that not a thing in the regular season? It's more football. It's keeping eyes on screens. It's more advertising to sell.
I agree.
Like, wait, what's the point? It makes absolutely no sense to have this game decided by a coin toss is just disgusting.
You know, but if the team settles for a field, if you hold them to a field goal, you're going to get the ball.
Yeah, but like, it's why would we not, as a commissioner of a league, you know, even let's just keep it strictly financial.
Yeah.
Why would you not want the opportunity for more football to be played?
Well, you know, I agree. But, you know, you got a late start on a Monday night, East Coast, West Coast, you know, East Coast late. West Coast, not so much. Midwest, not so much. It's again, I don't know. I see both sides of it. I would just as soon have uniform rules, you know, seriously. Now, in baseball, you got the ghost runner during the regular season and you don't in the World Series in the playoffs. And thank God, if they ever, ever think of doing that, that would be an absolute disgrace. It really is. And I don't like it during the regular season. And I'd like to see the percentage. If you are the first team, in other words, if you're the visiting team in Major League Baseball in a tie game that goes to the Ghost Runner commencement in the 10th inning I'll bet you it's 70-75% chance that the road team's going to win with the first opportunity. Would you say that?
Yeah, I agree. I can't disagree with much of what you said.
Yeah, so I just wish they would just they would make it uniform. All right, let's get to it. Deadline. You know, you should have interrupted me. How do I not mention the Lions get Za'Darius Smith before the deadline today from Cleveland? You know, you've got Aiden Hutchinson. He's out. Who knows? Says he's coming back if they get to the playoffs. We shall see. This is a huge trade. This is a huge pickup. Let me hear.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, considering, you know, the Browns paid majority of his compensation already through bonuses, Detroit will only owe $605,000. Obviously, when Hutch went down, they had to make some sort of move. They're definitely not, you know, lacking on D. Their defense has played very well throughout the season, but with the ambitions that this team is going to have moving forward, going into the playoffs, making a run at the Super Bowl, they needed to put someone in there that can at least help take on some of the burden that Hutchinson normally carries for that team, because it is such an immense loss for them. And I think this is a great fit. I don't think they gave up too much. It's good for the Browns. Obviously, you know, they're in a full rebuild. They get two picks out of it, fifth rounder and a sixth rounder, nothing crazy. The Lions actually did get a 2026 seventh round pick as well. So a little bit of a pick swap there in 2026, but it's a good deal for them.
No question. All right. In a trade that wasn't made and was not necessarily rumored, but, you know, the Colts have said Anthony Richardson is not going to be traded, you know, basically saying they're just not going to entertain any offers. What's going on there? Why are they yanking him? Is this a, you know, obviously it's a demotion. They're going with the veteran Flacco. Flacco, I thought, was okay, better than average. 39-year-old Wiley veteran. Is this just to decelerate the development of Richardson, or do you think that this could be more, not sinister, but more stark in that they may have goofed on Richardson, the quarterback out of Florida? Let me hear.
Well, I don't know what they're doing exactly. I mean, the guy played 10 college games in his career. You took him, I believe it was fifth or top five, whatever it might be. He's played 10 professional games, has had, you know, a crazy injury last year. You know, why is there such a tight leash on this guy? There's, you know, Bryce Young had more slack in Carolina to work with. Has he played well? No. He completed 51% of his passes in college. He's completed 52% of his passes in the NFL. Like, give the guy some breathing room. It's not like they're making Super Bowl runs right now anyways. I totally understand and am very empathetic towards what he said post-game on why he pretty much took himself out of the game is completely weak. It's unacceptable. It's something that, you know, I do agree with, you know, benching him for a week. But, like, let it be that. The kid made a mistake because ultimately he could have went in that press conference and just said, oh, you know, my hip was bothering me, and kind of BS'd it and no one would be saying anything about it. But instead he was just honest and, you know, people are now penalizing him and ripping him in the media for it. When you draft a guy with no experience, top five, and then, you know, give him no room to work with, you know, what exactly are you expecting here? We talk about it so often. The guys who have been thriving, the quarterbacks, the young quarterbacks who have been thriving outside of, you know, Jaden Daniels and CJ Stroud are the guys that have come into the league, sat under a vet, learned for a couple seasons, and then get thrown in there. He got thrown into a dumpster fire with literally no college or pro experience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what are we expecting of him now? For him to be completing 70% of his passes and have the Colts in the playoffs? It's the Colts. I mean, come on.
No, there's no question about it. And here's the thing, the Colts are going to stick with Flacco. He's going into Baltimore, although it's a home game, rather. The Bills will come in. Who knows? But it's rapidly slipping away from the Colts, in my opinion. All right, what else did I have for you? Lattimore to the Commanders. It's a good trade because they need that depth. They really do. And we said it yesterday. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but, man, it's just hard to find anything wrong with this team right now. They've lost two games, don't get me wrong. But how do you like this pick of Lattimore?
I love it. I think that the one place where they need to really improve if they want to continue on the path that they're on right now is, you know, it's obviously their defense. Things are clicking on offense, and you have a franchise quarterback. I think it's very, you know, no one can dispute that anymore, especially. And I think it's a great move. I don't hate Mike Williams going to the Steelers. It's, you know, all right. I think that the Jets getting a fifth round pick out of that is fantastic for them. And then to focus on something that's just not so good, the Cowboys trading for Jonathan Mingo, They get him and a seventh round pick and give up a fourth round pick. Let's get this straight. The Chiefs got D-Hop for less than the Cowboys gave up for Jonathan Mingo. And the Cowboys, they gave up more than they ever got for Amari Cooper. What are they doing? Are they trying to go down in history as the worst ran NFL franchise of all time? As the number one undisputed fumble of a great team and a great defense? I mean, they went into this offseason and had the opportunity to seriously improve. They got worse. They got more expensive. They got their quarterback is injured. CeeDee Lamb is banged up. Parsons is out injured. I mean, this team is pathetic, and it's not on the players. I'm even going to take it off the coach. This is a front office issue that they have in Dallas, plain and simple.
You got an owner who does more press conferences than the head coach or any star player on the team. Let's be honest. Jerry Jones is just – he's maniacal. He does not want to delegate. He doesn't want to delegate publicly. You're not going to tell me. He couldn't pick Mingo out of a lineup. I guarantee you, he could not pick. That's not his trade. I don't know who the hell's making the trade. But he is listed as the general manager. Maybe it's his son. I have no idea. But here's where Stephen Jones, I think his name is. But here's what I'll tell you. The Cowboys are a joke. I mean, they
absolutely. Really, really bad.
Absolutely. I mean, do you think Jerry Jones makes that trade? Do you think he knows who Mingo is?
I didn't know who he was.
Well, yeah, you know the name.
Yeah. I mean, you know that. But, like, you know, this guy, how is he changing what's going on in Dallas right now? In what way?
Nothing.
How are they not making a move for someone on the defensive end?
100%. All right, you stick right there. We got a lot to get to. You and I with another segment, and then Nico Beef Sauce is going to join us. And we love our beef sauce on Tuesday. You know, in Boston, it's Wednesday is Prince Spaghetti Day. Today is Beef Sauce Day on Sports Overnight America. Coming back with Tyler Levine.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, talking the world of sports, take you up to the top of the hour. At that point, it'll be unfurling on ESPN, the first top 12, the college football playoff, the new 12, newfangled 12-team playoff. I'm going to throw this at you, Tyler. You ready to go? I'm going to take this arbitrarily just to make it interesting, just so I can keep it so I'm going to just go to my Super 16 poll. I'm going to take out Colin Wilson of the Action Network. Here's where he goes. Oregon, Georgia, Ohio State, Texas, 1-4. They would get first round byes. In the 5-12 game, Colin Wilson's got Ole Miss squaring off against LSU, which would be an SEC rematch. And a terrible job out of Ole Miss losing that game to LSU. The 6-11 matchup would pit Alabama against Texas A&M, another SEC matchup. How about that? Then the 7-10 game would be Tennessee and Notre Dame, and I love this next one. The 8-9 matchup would be Miami of Florida, Penn State. You're getting a glimpse. You're getting the essence of what this system is like. Those are just one man's picks, and Ole Miss at 5. He's obviously a rebel homer, but here's where I want to go with this. Doesn't that just sound juicy when you put this together? I'm going to love seeing this unfurl on TV. It's one thing to see it in print, but to see the first realistic, polling and bracket gets me all pumped up. How about you?
Man, I could just listening to you read these potential matchups.
It's crazy.
It's just getting me so – it has that feeling of – when it's early February and you're getting into the NCAA college basketball conference tournaments and you're starting to go on ESPN and see the bubble watch and see these projected brackets, and then you get to Selection Sunday and the list comes out of who's playing who, and you print out that bracket and get fired up for a whole month of college basketball at the highest level where everything is on the line, ready for what Cinderella stories are going to come out. And we now have that with college football. And at a time where college basketball is kind of getting underway. And, like, what a better time to be alive. We're going to have college football playoffs, college basketball going on, NHL, NBA, Champions League, EPL. I mean, it is just an unbelievable time to be a sports fan in general. But to focus strictly on college football, this is the most excited that I have ever been for, quote-unquote, bowl season, which will now be known as playoff season. And especially because we're at a time where, over the last couple seasons, you can look at the top 10, 25, whatever you want to do, and there are one or two teams that you know are ultimately going to face off in the championship game. It's always been black and white. And now, this season, I mean, I'm looking at this list, Oregon, Miami, Georgia, Texas, Ohio State, Tennessee. Like, who's the pick? There's no one clear guy. 100%. And now we're going to get – and any of these guys can lose to a BYU – can lose to an Ole Miss, an SMU, a Boise State. It's just unbelievable.
You make a great point. What team, I don't care who it is, what team wants to go opposite of SMU? You want to play Boise State with that running back?
Nope.
I'm telling you right now, this is so long overdue. I don't think they're going to sit on 12 very long. I think they're going to go to 16. I do. I think you'll see a 1-16. They'll get rid of the byes, maybe, but we shall see. The one thing, and we talked about this yesterday, is they're going to wave bye-bye to the conference championship games. So if you like conference championship games, if you can get excited about BYU, Iowa State down in Dallas, you might as well go get your seats, get your hotels, because it's not going to – we're not going that way. It's maybe a year or two down the road, they're gonna abolish these. They don't do anything. You can tell me about the money, but it would be supplanted by a first-round weekend of real playoff games. These conference championship games are terrible. All you can do is get hurt, and it just makes no sense. And if you get a 116, 215 format, it's going to be like a mini NCAA March Madness, and it is going to be awesome. And it'll get the championship game right before the Super Bowl, and they'll stay away from the NFL. So I think college football's clearly, in my opinion, got an expanded playoff formula already warming up in the bullpen. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, it's like it's one corner of the March Madness bracket, 1 through 16. And that, like, it's just so, it's such an unbelievably exciting concept. And I completely agree. What is the point of having, let's say, for this example, number 3 Georgia or number 2 Georgia play number 9 Alabama when we could just see them meet in the playoff? Like, why have it affect their seed like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's going to be fascinating to watch. And you're right. Before, hey, you know who the top two teams, 3 maybe. Rarely was there an upset. And 4 is just, it was a tease. So I'm glad they got rid of it. All right. Try to think where I want. Oh, let's do some college basketball. You know, I took in Iowa State, Mississippi Valley State. I mean, total mismatch, 39 points. But it was good to see the college kids get at it. This DeSean Jackson that TJ Otzelberger has in Ames, he's a beast. 6'11", 274. He's out of Oakland, California, Bay Area, right near the Sports Byline home base. Here's what I'll tell you, though. He comes by way of Charlotte, the 49ers, and this kid is a monster. They got good guard play. They're a top-5 team. They go to Maui this year. They got the Big East, Big 12 challenge against Marquette. Otzelberger is a Milwaukee guy, a Wisconsin guy. I love it. And you're going to get the annual Kansas-Iowa State game. It's just unbelievable. And I'm not a Big 12 apologist. I like them all. I really do. I love college buckets. How does Baylor get beat by nearly 40 points by Gonzaga? How does Scott Drew's Baylor Bears get beat by 40? Now, the good news is it's the first game of the year, and it doesn't matter. You draw a line through it. But that's embarrassing. Give me a quick hit on that.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's, you know, for lack of a better term, a preseason game. I don't believe Baylor's ranked at all. Gonzaga's, you know, a number 6 seed. Gonzaga's just always, they're a well-coached team. When you go there, you know what style of basketball you're playing. I'm not saying that, again, you know, about it's not that way at Baylor. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, I think it's there. What I've seen out of Baylor over the last couple of seasons is it can take a little time for some of these newer guys to really gel and fall into the system. But, like, don't look too far into this. You know what I mean? It's a preseason game. But, man, I am so juiced up for this college football season. And, unfortunately, this Duke team with Cooper Flagg is scaring me. They are. I'm a diehard UNC fan. I have been my whole life. I got out to a game last season, watched him smoke Notre Dame. Sorry, Marty. But I am terrified of Cooper Flagg. This kid is a stud. I've been following him since he was a freshman in high school.
Maine.
And he Maine. Looks good.
He's from Maine.
Crazy.
I mean, think about it. I mean, you know, Maine puts a guy at a high level. Maine puts a high-level guy in basketball every once in a while. Now, the Robinson kid for the Miami Heat, what's his name? First name. It's right on the tip of my tongue. Duncan. Yeah, Duncan. Williams College, Division III. Out our neck of the woods on the East Coast, Williamstown, Massachusetts, transfers to Michigan, can shoot threes. He's from Wells, Maine, which is right over the New Hampshire border. But the idea that Cooper Flagg comes out of Maine, and his brother, too, and I'm trying to think, he committed to Maine, did he not? I'm trying to think where his brother committed. But Cooper Flagg is an absolute monster. What do you have, 18 last night, and they opened against, who did they play last night? Duke played right on the tip of my tongue. Come on now. Who did Duke play last night?
Let me see. It takes me a couple weeks to get into the swing of college
basketball. No. I'll get it because I was following it a little bit last night. Let's see.
They played Maine.
Oh, they did play Maine. So there you go. So let's
That's
look
ironic.
At that. Yeah, let's look at that stat sheet. We saw Flagg had 18. They play at America East.
You know what I love about Flagg, too, is he's chatty. He lets you know that he's better than you, and he talks. And, like, it's so funny when you find yourself a team that you absolutely despise having a player that you absolutely love. You know, like, I'm excited to watch him, but every time I'm just going to have to be rolling my eyes like, damn, why couldn't we have gotten him? But, man, I haven't been this excited about a prospect in a very long time. I haven't. I'm really excited to watch him play.
And I like the way Duke did this. This is something Krzyzewski started. He pays homage to his recruits. He really does. I mean, they're not playing Maine any other year, but he's doing that for Cooper. You know, that was probably the most watched thing even, you know, election previews in the vacation state or the vacation land, and that's Maine. You know darn well they were locked and loaded. I mean, he's their native son now, and he's playing in the really the shrine, one of the shrines, true, absolute, stone-cold blue blood school in Duke. I think it's a great story. And
the pride of Maine.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. What game do we have tonight? Did you misread it? You had me all excited.
I had to have misread it because I was on ESPN and I'm seeing a banner ad for number one Kansas against Michigan State. But when I'm looking on the schedule on ESPN, I'm not seeing it. So I'm not 100% sure. Let me do some digging.
That game is probably part of that doubleheader they play at the United Center every year, right? In Chicago.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's next week. I don't know why it didn't say November 12th on the banner ad. The 12th of November. It's the Kansas Jayhawks at Michigan State Spartans.
All right. Will you watch the election coverage tonight, or will you do a little maction? Mid-American Conference starts their Tuesday.
I'll be tuned into the election. I can't lie.
It's riveting.
Eager to see how things are going to go, and I won't say which way I want them to go, but I'm very, very eager to see how the next 4 years are going to look for us as a country.
Quick question: Do you think it is the coin flip that they're trying to sell us on?
Absolutely not. I think that it should be a blowout unless things get quirky and weird and stuff shows up in the middle of the night.
Do you think we'll get a declared president by tomorrow morning?
No, definitely not. They'll drag it out.
Will one or both of the candidates claim victory before tomorrow, real quick?
Yes.
We'll come back. Yeah. We're coming back. Nico Beef Sauce is up next. Don't go away here on Sports Byline.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today InnovativeWellness.center. InnovativeWellness.center. And use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, talking the world of sports of the Motown. Get us all revved up for the election tonight. Sports takes a back seat, according to Tyler Levine. Let's get our man in here, Nico Beef Sauce. Let's see what he's doing. He's not working tonight. He's associated with one of the finest dining establishments you'll ever want to find. Whoever's playing with their headset, knock it off. Nico Hemingway's in the heart of wonderful Providence, Rhode Island. And he said right now a missile could go through there and not hit anybody. What's up, Nico? How you doing, man?
Well, what's happening? Hemingway's been around for 40 years delivering amazing seafood to the local residents of Rhode Island as well as the visitors coming in to visit Brown University and all the beautiful sites that Providence, Rhode Island has to offer. Amazing restaurants. I'm off tonight. Got to enjoy some sports action with Champions League. Lots to talk about.
We'll get to it. My question for you is, you are from Athens, Greece. Yes. You are a native. Has your country ever had a situation comparable to what we are seeing unfolding in our nation with Kamala Harris and Donald Trump? Let me hear.
Very much so. I mean, politics is something that no matter if you care for it or not, is going to affect people's lives in some way or the other. I feel like America has gone back-to-back elections where people are extremely confused on who to choose and whatnot. No matter what your views are, you got to go with your gut. You got to go with the person that can represent you the most. Greece got messed up badly with politics for the past few years, and I hope this doesn't happen to the greatest country in the world. And I'm talking about United States of America, baby.
All right, there you go, Nico Beef Sauce. We shall see. Tyler, you want to weigh in? I mean, I think it's must-watch television. Are you the type of guy, Tyler, that will burn the midnight and beyond oil, or can you pack it in and wait till morning? Because I can't. I can't. I'm going to be a zombie tomorrow, I guarantee it.
Nah, I'll probably stay up and just kind of fight it as long as I can, but I don't think there's going to be any sort of decision made tonight, so I'll tell myself that to try and get some shut-eye and wake up and hopefully figure out what's going on. So I'll try and make it as long as I can because I am intrigued. I'll definitely be turning it on as soon as we're off air.
All right, let's get to it. I guess we'll start, guys. And I now know why, and they should. You know, if there's lightning, NFL, Major League Baseball, get the fans out of there, get the players off the field. Doesn't sound like that's what happened in Peru, and we've seen another footballer or a soccer player killed and struck by lightning. Eight of them went down with this lightning bolt. Very, very tragic. Let's start with you, Tyler, then you, Nico. Now we know why they vacate and evacuate stadiums and get the heck away from lightning. I mean, you're sitting there, metal everywhere, metal spikes, this, that, and the other thing with, well, I guess some of them wear metal spikes still. But anyways, a very, very dangerous situation. Terrible job. Tragedy. Let me hear.
Yeah, it's unfortunate to see, and I think that I'm not sure, if there was an active storm going on, you know, with visible lightning and they decided to play through it, or if it was just one of those, you know, the first strike comes out of nowhere. You know, there has to be a first strike to start where you then suspend the game, and ultimately if coincidentally that was the first one, I mean, it's just terrible luck. If they were playing through the storm, that's a shame, and people should be held accountable for the negligence. But obviously thoughts and prayers go out to the families that are affected by that.
No question. And Nico, we've seen it before, have we not? I don't know if you've seen it in your native land, but yeah, go ahead.
I've seen this so many times. And listen, there's a lot of ways to try to predict the weather, and we all know how that goes usually. I'm hearing that the wind was very, very rough in the area of Peru, Lima, to be exact, that happened. I mean, if I was going to sacrifice anyone's life for a soccer game, it would always be a no. So I prayers to the family that lost a very, very young guy.
All right, guys. Premier League, kind of give us, we'll start with you, Nico. a sense of what happened over the weekend. I don't want to steal you guys' thunder. And by the way, Friday nights, man, and then the Saturday and the Sunday replay of First Touch, man, soccer. You guys are doing an outstanding job. Your numbers came out today. My Lord, they are so solid. You guys both, I mean, seriously, both, with your first foray into professional broadcasting, you guys are doing absolutely awesome. Nico, EPL right now, give me a sense of what you see here. Quick recap, and then Tyler, you follow up. Let's hear it.
EPL this week, we had Newcastle beating Arsenal 1-0, losing another 3 points on the road against a very, very tough team to beat. And then we have Manchester City also losing at Bournemouth. Both teams that are, you know, favorites to win the league this year lose points. Liverpool beats Brighton coming back after going down 1-0 at halftime. Crazy goal by Mohamed Salah. He gets the ball on the right wing, swings it over to his favorite left foot, and just absolutely rockets it across the net. Manchester United, first game in the Premier League without Erik ten Hag after he gets sacked. They go up 1-0 with a Bruno Fernandes penalty, but then they quickly give up a goal with Caicedo scoring off of a corner kick. A draw is good here, but I felt like a win was so much needed. And my boy Tyler is going to weigh in on this and say how important it would be.
It would have been huge to get a win. I'm not going to lie, but it did feel like progress forward in a weird way after just the absolutely dreadful start to the season. But more importantly, what I just could not be more thrilled to see was our new manager, Ruben Amorim, who is formerly, as of today was his last home game, coaching Sporting, the Portuguese side, took on Manchester City in the Champions League today, and they absolutely smoked them. Phil Foden opened things up 4 minutes in. Guy Correa equalized in the 38th minute. They came out of halftime with one of the most brilliant buildups coming out of a half that I've ever seen. They go up 2-1. Guy Correa gets a 49th minute penalty and another penalty in the 80th minute. The new coach of Manchester United takes down Manchester City before he even gets to the Premier League. So everything until he is with our team is a complete wash to me. Rude has two more games coming up as manager. I absolutely love him. He's a club legend. I would love to see him stay on the staff because he's so highly respected by not only the fans, but by the board and also by the players. You know, he's been at Manchester United in the glory days. He has won trophies. He has scored goals. He knows what it means to play for Manchester United. He understands the culture, and you can see him instilling that. I mean, over these last two games, the players have had a different level of energy. We should have won this game. We blew I don't even know how many chances. But, you know, I'll take a 1-1 draw. And I want to give a shout-out to Nottingham Forest. They are sitting third in the Premier League right now.
Let's go, baby.
Out of nowhere. This is similar to where Leicester City were at, and it's a similar thought process where you open it up 10 weeks in and you see a Nottingham Forest sitting in third. You know, granted, they're 6 points off first, but you know, against the Liverpool team that they beat at Anfield, by the way.
Their only loss.
And you're thinking it is their only loss. And you know, Nottingham Forest are also only on one loss. They have 4 draws, 5 wins. But you're thinking to yourself, you know, normally you would think to yourself, this isn't sustainable. They're going to fall off, but great start. But after what we saw with Leicester in 2016, you know, are they going to fall off? Who knows?
I mean,
clearly anything's possible in the Premier League, huh?
Yeah, I mean, Vangelis Marinakis, Olympiacos president, has absolutely taken this team to the moon. He bought them when they were in championship, got them to be promoted in the Premier League, survived the relegation on a couple of very tough seasons, because my boy Tyler knows a lot of teams go up and they go right back down. He kept them there. And this season, it feels like everything is clicking. They got Pinto on the bench, which is a very experienced coach. He went through Tottenham, had a really good start, then he fell off, but now he's back. And they're playing great football, man. Chris Wood is scoring nonstop. Gibbs is back. They're clicking up front. They have a solid defense with Milankovic coming from Fiorentina. An amazing team. And hey, Ty, Tottenham was down 1-0 against Aston Villa, man. But that car dream is still alive for me. 4-1 win. They come back and they keep me alive on the top four chase, baby.
They are not finishing. Look at the in fourth, fifth, and sixth is a three-way tie right now between Chelsea, Arsenal, and Aston Villa. And, I mean, look, this table is just unbelievable. It is, for the first time in the last 4 years, wide open. Because City do not look like City right now without Rodri.
Granted, De Bruyne has been out injured for multiple weeks now, and obviously he's one of their best players. But I don't know if City are going to retain. I don't think so. And me and you both agreed that this might be the year for Arsenal. But with the injuries that they've had and just their lack of the ability to score goals, generate chances, and they've been conceding a little bit more since Saliba's been out.
And the red cards.
They get a red card pretty much every week. They got to right the ship if they want a chance. But the Premier League is absolutely wide open for anyone to take right now, huh?
I mean, it's incredible. And then going back to Manchester City, I mean, losing 4-1 today, they looked absolutely flat. They came over in the first half. They showed energy. They just lost to Bournemouth, another away game. So they have to travel to Portugal. Fatigue plays into it. Traveling plays into it. They go there. They go up 1-0. And then they concede 4 goals in a row without scoring. How about Real Madrid losing at home against AC Milan, conceding 3 goals after having the weekend off? Valencia game gets canceled because of the floods, right? And then they show up in a game where they should be rested, focused on one game and one game only. And after conceding 4 goals to Barcelona in the Clásico, they concede another 3 tonight.
Yeah, it's bad. Things are not looking good for Madrid. I mean, they're just not. I feel like history is repeating itself with Real Madrid. We saw them do this in the early 2000s, where they went and acquired every single big name star that there is, signing the best players in the world, and it, for whatever reason, it just didn't work out. Yeah. This Mbappe experiment is not off to the start that everybody thought it would be off to. Because I remember when he was being linked to Madrid, the whole world was saying, if this happens, it's over. It's over for everybody. It's over for Barca. Nobody's going to be able to take them down. And they've been very lackluster defensively. They're unable to take advantage of their chances. The only goal they scored tonight was a penalty kick, which, I don't take anything away from penalties necessarily. But, you would expect a team with the star power and the firepower that they have to be able to score more goals and take advantage of more chances. And the first goal they let up 12 minutes in, I mean, their defense was asleep. And that is embarrassing. You cannot go into a Champions League fixture against a team like AC Milan, who haven't even been, they've been struggling to start the season themselves. They got their own issues.
Yep.
And they're coming in here and absolutely wiping the floor with you on your turf. Embarrassing. Go on.
Yeah. And I was just going to add to that and say that in a Champions League game, no matter if you're playing a weaker or a stronger team, you can't constantly go down in goals. I mean, they did it with Dortmund. Problem. They were able to come back. They were able to kind of score and turn the whole game around on its head. But then they do it again tonight, and then they end up losing 3-1. I mean, what do you expect? You always expect to just give up a goal and come back and have this crazy turnaround. It's just not going to happen. And it's a mentality mindset. It's a mentality issue with them. They're going in there. They're kind of trying to play this free football.
It's like they expect to win.
Not working.
I'm sensing a bit of arrogance. They go into these games and they think, oh, we're Real Madrid. We have all the best players in the world on our team. We're going to wipe the floor with these guys. We can take it easy. It's just a lack of focus. We saw a huge lack of focus against Barcelona, and we saw a huge lack of focus tonight. Quick shout out for the Liverpool fans. They beat Leverkusen with their former player, Xavi Alonso, managing Leverkusen 4-0. Luis Diaz's second half hat trick. Cody Gakpo put one in as well, 4-0.
Unstoppable.
Unbelievable.
Unstoppable.
And this Champions League and Premier League action is so juicy. These midweek games, what's better than midweek sports, huh?
Nothing is better, and we got to go watch some Premier League games, man. We got to give you the vibe from them. Stay tuned for the next segment, my friends. Thank you so much for having me on.
Nico, you're the best. I can listen to you guys forever. I mean, serious. Just a great job. Kylie, you stay tuned. We got a 2-minute drill coming up. 2-minute warning as we take it to the top of the hour.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
All right, down the home stretch we go. 2 minutes, we're out of timeout, so we gotta, put the ball in the end zone like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did last night. But then they didn't have the guts to go for two. We started the show with this. Bowles, I mean, what are you doing? You're on the road. It's a no-brainer, Tyler. Absolute no-brainer. Go for two. Get out of there. 25-24. Game, set, match. Go ahead.
Here's my thing. You just lost your number one, number two wide receivers. You're playing an undefeated Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah. What better momentum to finish out the season and to help your roster understand that it doesn't matter how depleted you are, you can win games, yep, than going for two and just taking the win there? Why give Patrick Mahomes the opportunity to even win a coin? Look, I get the coin toss is 50-50. However, that's not necessarily saying that even if they won the coin toss, that they have a good enough team to just run down the field and score a touchdown and win the game. Like, why give Mahomes a chance at all? The way you don't give him a chance is just by going for two and hopefully getting it. And even if you lose, guess what? It's the same result that you ultimately ended up with anyways. But, their playoff hopes are kind of dwindling here. They're going to have to, come close to winning out, which honestly shouldn't be that hard outside of the Niners next. They got the Giants, the Panthers, the Raiders, the Chargers, the Cowboys, the Panthers, the Saints.
Given what's going on tonight in this country with Harris and Trump, it feels like Super Bowl. I mean, your butterflies. I always thought election anxiety was just a cop-out, I had no idea what people were talking about. What are you talking about? Over an election, you're going to be anxious?
Man, it's crazy.
I encountered people today, not a ton, but a few, some people this morning at a breakfast club and some other stuff. And I tell you, anxiety carried the day. Tyler, great job out of you. Thanks to Nico Beef Sauce, Dominic Jimenez. As always, don't forget Jeff and Jen tonight, part two. They're on the Monday into a Tuesday into a Wednesday right here. As all part of Sports Overnight America. Check us out at sportsovernightamerica.com, our brand spanking new website, sportsovernightamerica.com. For the whole crew, I'm Marty Terrell. Adios. Enjoy.